Dorothy Edwards, a short story collection, an introduction. Dorothy Edwards was an only child born on the 18th of August 1902 at Ogmore Vale in Glamorgan. Her father was a headmaster and an early activist in the Independent Labour Party. At age 9, Dorothy, dressed in red, welcomed Keir Hardie onto the stage at Tony Pandy during the national coal strike of 1912. She was taught that revolution was at hand, that class barriers would be a thing of the past. Dorothy won a scholarship and boarded at Howell School for Girls in Llandaff before moving to University College of South Wales in Monmouthshire, where she read Greek and philosophy. Her early hopes to be an opera singer were set to one side after graduating and the death of her father. Instead, she took on part-time work to supplement her mother's pension, with whom she now lived. Dorothy managed to write a number of short stories which appeared in the literary journals of the day. She spent several months with her mother in Vienna, all the time revising or writing before embarking on Winter Sonata, a short novel published in 1928. Introductions to several members of the Bloomsbury Group meant a move to London and a division of her time between childcare for the family of Bloomsbury author David Garnett and the promise of an advance payment for her work on a new volume of stories. However, Dorothy's life was starting to spiral out of control. She was attracted to the Welsh nationalist movement, but felt that her Welsh provincialism made her, in London at least, feel socially inferior. Leaving her mother dependent on a hired companion consumed her with guilt, as did the end of an affair with a married musician. On the 5th of January 1934, having spent the morning burning her papers, Dorothy Edwards threw herself in front of a train near Caerphilly railway station. A suicide note read, "I am killing myself because I have never sincerely loved any human being all my life. I have accepted kindness and friendship and even love without gratitude and given nothing in return."
A Country House by Dorothy Edwards. From the day when I first met my wife, she has been my first consideration, always. It is only fair that I should treat her so, because she is young. When I met her, she was a mere child, with black ringlets down her back and big blue eyes. She put her hair up to get married. Not that I danced attendance on her, that is nonsense. But from the very first moment I saw her, I allowed all those barriers and screens that one puts up against people's curiosity to melt away. Nobody can do more than that. It takes many years to close up all the doors to your soul, and then a woman comes along, and at the first sight of her, you push them all open, and you become a child again. Nobody can do more than that. And then, at the first sight of a stranger, she begins talking about community of interests and all that sort of thing. I must tell you, we live in the country, a long way from a town, so we have no electric light. It is a disadvantage, but you must pay something for living in the country. It is a big house, too, and carrying lamps and candles from one end of it to another is hard. Not that it worries me. I've lived here since I was born. I can find my way about in the dark. But it is natural that a woman would not like it. I'd thought about it for a long time. I do not know anything about electrical engineering, but there is a stream running right down the garden. Not a very small stream, either. Now, why not use the water for a little power station of our own, and make our own electricity? I went up to town and called at the electrician. They would send someone down to look at it, but they could not send anyone until September. Their man was going for his holidays the next day. He would be away until September. Now I suddenly felt that there was a great hurry. I wanted it done before September. They had no one else they could send, and it would take some time if I decided to have it done. I asked them to send for the electrician. I would pay him anything he liked if he would put off his holiday. They sent for him.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?